And as in the sugya of Megillah Mefreya, the Gemara never talks about it. The Gemara is not shy about talking about Mego. It knows to say Mego Mokam Edim Lomrinan. We saw that already. In fact, it's so obvious that we had a hard time explaining those who felt Mego Mokam Edim Lomrinan. We had to turn somersaults, right? Mitarsin and Dibura, and we interpret the statement, and we avoid the clash. For some reason, the Gemara is very shy about telling us Mego Lahotzi Lomrinan, which convinces many Rishonim. And the Ramban goes back and forth in Bava Basra, in Bava Metzia, in Shavuos. Maybe you should say Migo Lahotzi. Why not? It's not short. It's a very long Ramban. I only gave you a little bit to see. We'll see a little bit later. But there are three or four sugyas in Shas, Migo Lahotzi, and Ramban's not sure. Rivam, twice in Shas, believes Migo Lahotzi Lomrinan. But even the Rivam has some answering to do, has some explaining to do, because what about Rabbah and our sugya, right? Rabbah is a very ambitious Migo man. If you follow Rabbah in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph, he felt Migo neged Edim Amrinan. Okay, so he gave a Svara, Metotzin and Dibura. Here, if you think it's a problem of Lhotza, then Rabbah holds Migo Lhotzi Amrinan. So I just want you to be sensitive. Before you get on that train and you just buy into what the Rivam said, just say, well, where is it in Shas? There are certain sugyas that Shas talks about. There are certain sugyas that Shas doesn't talk about, and Rishonim just assume. Well, who are you to make that assumption? It's not so clear. Now, of course, the Rivam has a very powerful Gemara on his side, which is the most powerful Gemara that makes it sound like we shut down Migo Lahotzi. It's implication, but just to see if you got the kishkas of the sugya. What? Shnayim Ochsim, right? Shnayim Ochsim provides a contrast. The tale of two cities, the tale of two tfisos. One tfisa kula shali, 50-50. One tfisa kula shali, chasi shali, 75-25. Wait a second. That's an invitation for Migo. If I can get 50 by saying 100, why don't I get 50 by saying 50? It's in the logic of the Mishnah, famous Kashya of Tosfos. So there are five answers to why that Migo may not work. But the Rivam's answer was because it's a Migo Lahotzi. So before we even start the sugya, the first part of the sugya is interesting. On the one hand, there's no Gemara that says Migo Lahotzi Amrinan Lomrinan. On the other hand, there's a Mishnah that doesn't accept the Migo. But there are four other answers to the Mishnah, so it's not a really big problem. And then we have our Gemara here, which may or may not be Migo Lahotzi. And we'll see, we've shown him. So it's a slippery, slippery issue. Whether Migo Lahotzi Amrinan Lomrinan, slippery issue. Let's see how the Rivam tackles it. And tomorrow we'll see four other quick approaches as to how to solve the Machlokas, Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. Who was the Rivam? Remind us. We've seen him before. Ben Yitzchak Bar Meir, Rashi's son, right? Rashi's son-in-law, right? Well, no, Rashi's grandson, Ben Yitzchak Bar Meir, right? Meir married Yocheved. Meir and Yocheved had three children: Shmuel, the Rashbam, Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam, and Yitzchak. Not in this week's parsha, right? Not so much. Okay, if Yitzchak, Hashem mentions Yitzchak in this week's parsha, he was the Rivam. So the Rivam obviously felt strongly that Migo Lahotzi Lomrinan. That's how he explains Bava Metzia. That's how come in the Sefer you can't say, give me 50 when I say 50, because if I wanted 50, I could have lied about 100. We don't give it to him. Migo Lahotzi Lomrinan. Famous, famous Tosfos in Bava Metzia. So famous, I'm not even reading with you inside. It's in the Tosfos Bava Metzia, that base in Medalef. Like any, if you ever want a plane with some guy, I don't know, from Lakewood or from the Popova Yeshiva, the Babava Yeshiva, Selim Bava Metzia say, Favas Hasman Ishtamida and the Erchta Mishnah from Bava Metzia. Let's write that down. We'll get you in. Favas Hasman Ishkain Migo and the Erchta Mishnah from Bava Metzia. Say, Hasman Ishkain Migo, Favas, Das is Amigo Lahotzi, Mekenish Miton Amigo Lahotzi Lomrina. The first toss was maybe we'll start from the beginning, Bava Basra, and we'll now learn in Yiddish a second time, just to really wet our skills a little bit, okay? Hasman Ishkain Migo. Das is amigo lahotzi. Amigo lahotzi is dach apostle amigo. Okay, that's what he would say. It's a famous, famous Mishnah. And that's why Rav Yosef doesn't like the Migo. Okay, let's look at the Gemara now. After all, we can't just talk about Shas. To open up our Gemara. Lamed beiz amed beiz. Gach and velachish. We all know the case. Amar Rav Yosef. Amai samchas ahayshtara. Hayshtara chas b'bialma. We will yet get to Rav Yosef, but at least we have, okay, the Rivam makes the first chess move in our sugya. The first chess move is why to disqualify the Migo, is Dacha Migo Lahotzi. Vasa is the Tzveta the Kasha. What's the next Kasha? What's the next Kasha? Well, if Rabbi Yosef pasul the migo because it's a migo lahotzi, what did Rabba say? Okay, the ping pong match. Find a simple shita, give a svara for Rabbi Yosef. Now ping pong it back to Rabba. If Rabbi Yosef pasul because a migo lahotzi, what did Rabba say? Oh, we're just missing. You know, actually, this week's parsha, Yosef is born. Yosef was blind. Yosef is one of Rabba's rebbe's. So this is probably our first encounter with Rabbi Yosef. Okay, what does Rabba say? So what are the two general choices of Rabba? Actually, it's three choices. One choice is to say, in theory, how could he accept this migo? Migo Zemri, right? We said in the Rishonim, for those latecomers, and you know who you are, for those latecomers, we talked about the fact that migo lahotzi business isn't really explicit in Shas. You could say a lot of sheet. There's no smoking gun. There's no black and white in this sugya. What's the second approach? Okay, that's the other poll. This is not lahotzi. Now be careful. Not lahotzi because what's your next finger wag? It's not lahotzi because this is only, after all, I'm taking the karka away from the marakama. There's a marakama here. I'm taking it away from him because it's, give me a finger wag. Why is it not lahotzi? Because it's karka and karka. Someone get ready. Come on, take out your big, not your gun, but your whale harpoon and tell me why I'm wrong. I'm saying this facetiously, okay? This is just karka and only by karka. It's only marakama. Marakama is not really lahotzi. It's got a really bad twitch. Why is what I'm saying totally wrong? This third option is totally wrong. What? Why am I saying, you know what? This is not wrong like the way Baruch Berger thinks most of my things are. This is black and white wrong. This is black and white wrong. Now, this is not speculative. He's not here. I can get back. It's not speculative. This is black and white wrong. It's a special din in Karka. Guys, seriously. Special din in Karka. Jacob. Yeah, because there's a machlokas by Mammon also. There are two machloks side by side. Why said, Moshe owe me money, and here's the shtar, and I want to take money from your pocket. That's real machzakas. You're a machzak on your money. Then I confess the shtar is mizuyev, and then I said, well, have another shtar. And still in that case, Rabba held migo. So Rabba isn't getting away with the karka defense. Oh, this is only karka. There may be someone who will get away with that defense. Who's the third voice in the sugya, which we're going to see much later? Ravidi makes some compromise, and he distinguishes between the migo of karka. So we'll have to think about Ravidi. But until we get to Ravidi, and I'm not getting to Ravidi yet, we're talking about Rabba and Rav Yosef. Don't you dare, Adiv, give me this whole karka business. It's different. It's karka. No, wrong. It's nice. You're thinking lamdish, but it's wrong in the sugya. It's nice, but it's wrong. So what's the second option? We have one option that Rabba says, I'm a migo lahotzi man. You can be motzi, migo, motzi, no matter what. And that's why Rabba adopts the migo in this sugya. Well, let's start with the Ramban. That's what the Ramban says. Let's open up the Ramban, really long Ramban. When you learn Bavan Tzi, you go through this Ramban Keseder. This is a Ramban Bavan Tzi basis. He talks about it more here than he does in Bavan Tzi basis in the Aleph. Let's see the Ramban here in Bava Basra. Okay. Just to get that one line, just to give us an anchor, we'll learn a lot of this Ramban, different stages, not so much today, but more today and tomorrow. Okay, so the Ramban, Dibra Maschal Amayka Samches, right in the very beginning. This all starts, by the way, well before the Frenchman named the Rivam in the 12th century. This starts with the Rimigash. The Rimigash, about 100 years earlier in Spain, had already said, that's why Rabbi Yosef rejects the Migo. And the Ramban is commenting on the Rimigash. Vishamati, 3-4 lines in Ramban. Vishamati Perusha. Mishum Delamrin and Migo Lafuki Mimona. The Chain Pirusha Ben Yosef Halevi. This is 2 days in a row. Twice this week we saw the Rimigash. One, Migo Mitaina, the Taina Miptur Liptur. You could be torn because of a turn because of a Migo. And he apostles the Migo according to Rabbi Yosef because it's a Migo Lahotzi. So we're getting into the Rimigash a little bit. The Hainami Kibin Islay Chazakat Avasay. Adiv, there's no question that the Ma'arer is a Marakama. Don't give me that answer. He's a Marakama. It's a Migo Dahotzi. The Rabba, I have Rabba, but of course I changed his Rabba. You probably have an updated one, not Rabba, but Rabba, my old one's Rabba. The Rabba Savar, Amrinan Migo Afilu Lefsuke Mimamona. Okay, there you've got those five words. The Rabba Savar, anyone that tries to tell you that Migo Dahotzi is an open and shut case, you say, excuse me. I have a Ramban that says there's an Amora in Bava Basra that holds Migo Lahotzi Amrina. His name is Rabba. That's how the Ramban explains the Machlokes, according to your Migash. Ramban doesn't like this pshat, but in terms of explaining the Rimigash. If the problem was Migal Hotzi, Rabba's response is, well, Migal Hotzi Amrina. That's the easy part. If this is true, Shear's over. Joe, come. Let's go back to the basement. Shear is over. Okay? It's a black and white, open and shut case. You say Migal Hotzi, Migal Hotzi. It's a machlokis amorayim, according to the Rimigash and the Rivan. Open and shut case. And again, just keep in the back of your mind some metalumdus. We've got two fascinating statements about Migo from Rabba. One that Migo can beat Adim, and one that Migo can be Motzi. Two very empowering Migo statements. Now again, we showed him explain the Rabba and Daflamid. Aleph is because of Mitarsin and Dibura, but let's not forget, let's like make believe we're learning Torah, not Shir Bashir. We're learning Shas. And all of a sudden, we get to Shemayim, it's the Migo day, and we're sitting with Rabba, be able to speak intelligently. You know, it's Migo Monday. Every Monday we learn a little Migo. So everyone said it's Monday. Everyone's learning Migo. And Rabba's in the corner. I say, Rabba, I've got two statements from you. Like, this sounds like you had a particular view of Migo. What's the other approach to explain Rabba? Not that Rabba holds wholesale Migo Lahotzi Aminan, but that, in general, this case is different. In this case, there are factors that allow. Generally, if you interviewed Rabba, what do you hold? Migal Hotzi Lamrina, of course not. But in this case, there are factors that are different. Not the karka factor, Adiv, because the machlokas was doubled up by Mammon. But in these two cases, there's a difference. And we're going to talk about three different ways to make them different. Okay, so Rabba either holds, I don't care, Migal Hotzi Lamrina, or Rabba says, Migal Hotzi Lamrina. But there are factors here. What is the factor that the Rivam himself answered? I mean, he wasn't with Tosfos in his name. What did Tosfos in Bava Metzia suggest to answer Rabba? How could you say Migo Lahotzi in Bava Basra if after all the Rivam is speaking Migo Lahotzi Lamrinan? Yaakov? This is a super Migo. This is a strong Migo. Normally the Migos, I could have, would have, should have said something else. Here the Migo is, I could have buttoned up, and you never would have known that this shtar, which I produced, is a fake shtar. I freely confess that it's a fake shtar. It's not a pesha asr. Pesha asr means, where without you, the litigation wouldn't have begun. Here, the litigation began. The Mara says, Rafi, get off the land. And you say, well, I bought it from you, and here's my shtar. And the guy says, it's Missouri. He says, you know, it's Missouri, but I have another shtar at home. So there's no pesha asr here. It's not really pesha asr. It's not a different category. It's just a stronger migo. You got regular Migos, and you've got more convincing Migos, and this makes sense to anyone, logic, right? The possibility of saying another claim, who knows, I would have said another claim. Remember I told you, the fatal flaw of Migo is that in theory, you could shrink it to a very, very limited part of the population. If you know too much, then you're gaming the system. Oh, I'll say this because you'll think that I'm honest that I didn't say this. I'll make believe. I'll put on my white sheep cloth to make sure you think that I'm such a tzaddik. I know that if I say this, I can win. I won't say it just to make you think. And if you don't know anything, then who knows? You didn't take the other claims because you're such an honest guy. Maybe you didn't assert the other claims because you don't know anything. You're innocent. So it's really small. That's why Rabbi Hanan moved Migo away from a Beirur and into a Koch. Because if we can legalize it, then we can standardize it. But there's no question that the ability to be silent is an every man's Migo. Everyone knows that I freely confess, but I could have gotten away with it. That's a Migo that even Shana Aleph guys in a by Jay Shear would be aware of. I mean, even they would know that you can make a fun of it. Even they would know that. So this is a really compelling Migo. If you look in the probability charts, Migo is somewhere around 60-70% maybe. Migo by Shasik, it's probably an 80-90% proof that you're telling the truth. And that's what Rabba responded to Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, you don't say Migo Lahotzi, even if it's a Migo Diboy Shasek, even if it's a super strong Migo. Whereas Rabba held, no. If it's a super strong Migo, if you have your regular garden variety Migo and Shas, everyone agrees, Mr. Rivam speaking, Migo Lahotzi Lamrina. But they argue, what would happen if you have a super strong Migo like you have in Bava Basra? Rabbi Yosef says, yeah, no. Rabba says, yes. Now, our question is, this is all just so far, I'm not earning my living, I'm going to go punch now, I'm going to go punch my credit card now, make sure that I get paid, now I'm getting paid. Now, why? Why would Rabbi Yosef say, I hold Migal Lahotzi Lor Minan, and I don't care how strong the Migal is? And Rabbi would say, well, if it's a stronger Migal, maybe you would say Migal Lahotzi. How do they argue about the nature of Migal Lahotzi? Think about what we talked about last week. When a force loses to another force, does it lose because it's too weak? Or does it lose because it's not relevant? Very, very good. With Edom. Does Migal lose to Edom because Edom are overpowering and Migal? Or do we say that when Edom walk in the room, just Migal becomes irrelevant? Migal is a default option where we don't have any evidence produced. But here we... Can anyone play that scenario with Migal Lahotzi? Ariel, is Migal Lahotzi because it's...
Well, if you say to a Das Baal, then he's literally admitting that it's a fake star, and that's Kamei Edim. So is Edim in the room now? You're going Migal and Edim.
Okay, that's the Rashbam. But remember, you're now moving off of the circuit. We're not trying to beat Migal, not because of the Das Baal didn't slash Edim, but because it's going against the Cheskes Mama. You follow what I said? You're not borrowing the logic from Migal Machaveda. You're actually saying this is Migal Machaveda. But we're not up to that yet in the circuit. Right now, this svar of the sugya is not because of the Das Baal in the Edim, which is a big chiddush of the Rashbam, but because the Migal is trying to take the karka away from the Marakama, or take the money away from the Locha. So it's the Migal Lahotzi. So is Migal weaker than? Why would Migal Lahotzi learn? Because Migal is weaker than the Cheskes Mammon. I'm trying to take money out of your pocket in the second case, Ariel, and your Cheskes Mammon is just a stronger proof than my Migal. I'm trying to take the karka away from you, Eli Rifkin, because it's a Rifkin land. You're using a Migal. Believe me that this land I bought from you because I have a star at home because I could have said this fake. So I'm trying to use a Migal to wrestle the karka away from the Marakama. Is Migal weaker than Cheskes Marakama? Is weaker than Cheskes Mammon? Or it's not that Migal is weaker and therefore I can't take money away from you because I'm coming up against your Cheskes Mammon or I'm coming up against your Marakama, but not that Migal is weaker, but what? It's irrelevant. What does that mean, it's irrelevant? Now come. Sharpen it. What does it mean, very good, it's irrelevant? What does that mean, it's irrelevant? Jacob, what does it mean, it's irrelevant? Okay, now you're going to next level alumnus. Just give me the statement without the association. Migo is only... Anyone sharpen it? Excellent. This is Benji's language. Really good language, Benji. Really good. I'm proud of you now. Can you see what you're going to kind of push your mind to precise? No, seriously, it's really good. Exactly the word. There are certain halachic tools that can't be used offensively, assertively, proactively. They can only be used to defend your money. If Ariel wants to defend his money, you can use a Migo if he needs a Migo. But I can't use a Migo to start taking money away from people. Migal Lahotzi Lor Minan, not because it's weaker than the Cheskes Mammon that opposes it. It's just a defensive tool. Migal is a tool that if someone's in Beis Din and we want to defend his money and he has a little bit of a weak position, we can strengthen his position. You know what? We'll let you keep your money because you have a Migal, because you're leveraged, because you're harder to budge. Let me give you an example from life and then an example from Lumdus, because Lumdus is life, and then we'll get back to Migal B'Melkom Chazaka. Okay? Patriot missiles. Patriot missiles are manufactured in a way that you can't attack a country. If you shoot a Patriot missile through a country, it's going to cause maybe some damage, but it's not going to cause any damage. Iron Dome missiles. They're made to intercept. They're made to defend. They're not made as an attacking tool. There are certain weapons that are made as defensive tools. I'm sure you could fire whatever firing mechanism is there would cause a flash fire, but there's no warhead or there's a minimal warhead, and it's a defensive tool. Let me give you another example. Okay, can I start using soccer? You guys play, enough of you guys play soccer? No, okay, hockey. Let's say we made a rule. Well, there is no rule like that, but in theory we could make a rule. Okay? Let's say we made a rule that a goalie can't score a goal. Even if the goalie hits the puck to the other side, that would be a reasonable rule. Because your entire role is defense. Or maybe in football there are rules that after an extra point or a field goal, whatever, you can't advance the ball. You're just there to defend. You're there to try to block the other team. You're not there to try to score points. So in life, we have this concept where there are certain tools, players, whatever, that are there to block, not to change, right? It happens in weapons. It happens, right? Lumdus is life. These concepts are concepts about life. You're there, right, to give you some antibodies, not to strengthen you or to make you, not to build your muscles. It's just to prevent you from getting a disease. It's an immunization. So in life, there are tools and experiences and weapons and that are defensive tools. Rav Aaron, when he talked about this, and I told you about this a little bit earlier this week, used the aspect of tanin. Let's say someone's father dies. Okay, here's that person whose father dies, the imaginary orphan. And now everyone in this class, led by Ari Hillebrand, who's able to smell an opportunity when one comes, he says, let's go be Tovahim. Okay, we all line up, and Ari says, your father owed me money. Then Benny says, your father owed me money. Anyone, I'll show you a kid's slapstick movie about the lineup of this kid. And for a famous slapstick movie, so everyone's lining up, and everyone's, you owe me money. You owe me money. And everyone gets up in line, that poor little Yassim. So we'll say, on the path of the Yassim, well, maybe the father paid you back, and maybe there's no law. We'll claim for the Yassim claims that the father would have made to defend. But would anyone in their right mind assume, look at me, I'm taking the Yassim and say, well, maybe you owe the father money. And maybe you owe the father money. And maybe you owe the father money. Maybe you are. That's ridiculous. Tanina Lahotzi? Why are we not Tanina Lahotzi? Because Tanina is not probable enough to oppose your chesed's mom. Because it's ridiculous. Tanina at its heart is to defend the poor Yassam from the onslaught of the Hillebrand team. Hillebrand's coming to exploit this poor Yassam. He's got all, he's riling up all the yeshiva against this poor Yassam. We'll defend the Yassam. Guys, is that Nico? Look at the board. Just give me a second. I want everyone to just absorb this. Okay, this is an absorbing time, not question time. Okay, absorb. This is the key question of today. This is the core question. You hear Ariel, how it's parallel to the Adim question? It's different, but it's the same concept. Is Adim an environment that Migo can't function in? And is aggressiveness an environment that Migo can't function in? Or would you say Migo is a catch-all use? Oh, it's just too weak to oppose Adim. It's too weak to oppose Cheskes Mamma. Namely, is it Migo, Lahotzi, Lo Amrinan, is it Migo? Look at my fancy math now. Migo is less than Cheskas Mamon. Okay, fourth grade math, but that's all I got. Okay, not really, but Migo is less than Cheskas Mamon. Or Migo is a zero Le'inyan Hotza. Or Benji, our linguist. Is it Migo Lehotzi Lo Amrinan? Or what would be another way to phrase it? Migo Malakam Chazaka Lo Amrinan. This, if this were true, the language should be Migo Neged or Bemakam Chazaka. Oh, sorry, this one. Migo Neged or Bemakam Chazaka Lo Amrinan. Here it's Migo Lehotzi Lo Amrinan. You see those two approaches? Key. Jacob, I want to meddle on this in a moment, but you see Jacob moving steps, okay? Slow it down. Okay, your mind works fast. Sometimes when your mind works fast, it gets sloppy. Slow it down and be rigorous, methodological. Okay? Yes, Yaakov.
Why should only be limited?
Okay, Jacob, what do you think? Jacob, answer your question. Let's go to the mega alumnus. Why would Amigo be, well, Ari, Amigo can be used three modes. It's just too bad. It's not weak enough. It's not strong enough to oppose your chesed's mom. I come with my fancy Amigo to try to pry your money out. You're going to say, I got a grizzly bear. I'm a chesed's mom. Can't bring Amigo. Your Amigo is 7 on the Raya scale. I've got chesed's mom, which is 10 on the Raya scale. You need more. Or we say, look, Amigo, when I come with my Amigo, Ari Brown looks at me and says, wait, Ari, I'm laughing at you. This is not the tool. You're trying to use a picture missile to invade Iran. That's not... And he's an offensive tool. Why would you say that basically Migo is an offensive tool, but just too weak? Or Migo, in the famous words of the poet Benji Wiener, Migo is defensive. Why would you say that it's only defensive? Why would you say that it is offensive and maybe too weak? What are we really talking about now, Yaakov? Whether Migo is a Jacob Bearer or a Kohataina. If Migo's a Beror, then what is it? It's a Raya, it's evidence, it's proof. You're telling, it may be weak, it may be questionable, speculative, who knows? But if Migo is a Beror, then, and this is the Megalundus, if Migo's a Beror, then it's likely that it can be used, but it's too weak for Adam Ariel, it's too weak to... But if Migo is a Koach, again, we don't really know what Koach is. Koach can mean 35,000 different things. But if Migo is a legal, it could be, and this is the way I like to phrase it, it's just my own version of it, it's a way to leverage the position of the defendant. You're the defendant, Rafi. We don't really know who's right. You're the defendant. You've got options. In that case, we don't take your money away. It's a brace. Well, look at Rafi. I'm bracing the defendant. Guy hurts his leg. Ron goes out, are you playing today in the football game? Should be during break with the play, and you got like a little, he twists your ankle. Then tells you should be in center, but he twists. You get a brace. You put a brace on. It strengthens your leg. Hey, Migo is a brace for the defendant. You're a defendant. You're on the run. You've got problems. You're going to lose. Well, brace your position because you've got options. So your position is stronger because you can go this way. You can go this way. Stronger. You're grounded. That's all it is. It doesn't prove anything. It doesn't help you. It's just a brace. We strengthen. You can't take away from this guy. He's too legally grounded. He's the defendant. He's got a brace. You can't budge him. So this whole question of Migo Lahotzi really uncorks the Migo issue. It really helps us get a beat on the Migo issue. Jacob, that's the third level. Okay, guys, very interesting megalumbus, but what does this have to do with Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef according to the Rivam? So remind me, come on, Shmuel, even in your sleep you can do this. Make believe Bar Willig's looking at you, okay? You're not sleeping. He's like, I'm a nice guy. I let you sleep. He's not letting you sleep, I imagine, okay? So just appreciate who butters your bread, okay? Okay, so now he's here. According to the Rivam, what's the machlokas of Yosef and Rabbah? Whether, remind me again, whether Migo, what, according to Rabbi Yosef, no Migo, Migo Lahotzi. According to Rabbah, this is a super Migo. It's a strong Migo. So Rabbah says stronger Migos work. If Yosef says even strong Migos don't work, what's the machlokas? Joey? Joe, what's the machlokas? According to Rabbi Yosef, what's the problem with Migo Lahotzi? It's irrelevant. Weak Migos, strong Migos, super strong Migos, super, super strong Migos, super, super, super strong Migos, super, super, super strong Migos. As long as you're in the category of Migo. Once you pop out the Peshasa, whole different kettle of fish. But there's no Peshasa in the sugya. We're still in the Migo category. And Rabbi Yosef Ari says, shutdown. I'm a shutdown corner. Migo Lahotzi, forget about it. It's just irrelevant. Strong Migos, weak Migos, weaker, stronger, doesn't make a difference. Rabbah says, no, no, no. The problem is that Migo is just weaker. Right? Your regular average garden variety Migo is just too weak to be the chazaka. But if I get a muscular Migo, I get a steroid Migo, I get a Migo de boy shusik, that's really compelling. And that Migo, sorry about the images, guys, that Migo overcomes cheskas mamon. This is a spoiler alert. This theme is going to recur today. That Rabbi Yosef said, I'm shutting down Migo. The second I smell Hotza, shut it down. Migo is shut down. And Rabbah somehow, Nachum is operating on this axis. That Migo was weak, and somehow I can find something in the sugya to get Migo over the hump. There's something in this sugya. We'll see other parts of this sugya. This is the spoiler alert. This is today's shiur. Rabbi Yosef had this shut down, don't talk to me, not interested. Hotzi, I'm not interested in hearing from Migo. Don't call us, we'll call you, Mr. Migo. Whereas Rabbah was saying, something here is different. Because Rabbah had a view of Migo being too weak for opposing Cheskas Mamon, and we could jiggle and fiddle and move things around, maybe we'll solve it. What's the best? You're trying to take Ariel's money away. You're trying to take Ariel's cargo away. What are you talking about, Migo? It's ridiculous. And that's the machlokas. That's it. This is the core of the sugya. We'll have two or three other variations, but just learn to like put these lenses on. Now you're seeing what's happening. And this is it. According to the Rivam, this is the sugya. So the first option is the first nafkamina between why Migo is weak or Migo is nothing is machlokas Rabbah Rabbi Yosef Lefi Tosfos Bav Metzia Beza Man Aleph Migo the boy, Shosik. According to Rabbah, yes. According to Yosef, no. What's the second potential variable that's different in this sugya? Not that the Migo is stronger, Come on, there's strength.
The chazaka is weaker.
Okay, we'll get to that, but my answer is, this is no, not Baruch Berger no, but real no. Okay, why is it a real no? Because Rabba said it not just by Karka Adi, but also by Mammon. So until we get to the person whose name I won't mention, Raviti, we're not listening to this. It's not a Karka issue, right? So it's a no, it's a real niet. Marco Pono, it's a real no. What's the other factor? Okay, come on, Ari, how do you succeed in life? You can go to gym, spend a lot of hours, build your muscles, take your protein bars. What's a real success in life? It's called friends and support systems and relationships and networking. So I don't have to make this Migo so strong. I don't have to make this Migo so strong. But this Migo has a friend. It's not going to battle alone. This is not a Migo trying to do battle with a big bad Cheskes Mammon all by his lonesome. This Migo guy has a friend. Who's the Migo's friend?
Shtar.
I'm not saying believe little old me when I'm saying little old Taina, because I could have said a little old other Taina. I'm saying believe little old me that I got a nuclear bomb at home. I got Adam at home. I got a star at home. Believe little old me about a star. The topic of the Migo. The Migo is just trying to play. Is I don't need, Migo's not the running back. The Migo's just the guard. The Migo's just blocking. And then the star is going to score the touchdown. The star is going to be Motzi. The Migo's not going to end going to be Motzi. In the end, if we trust the Migo, if we just allow this Migo to go ahead with it, and let's say we paskin like Rabba, what are we going to write on the verdict? The person won the land and took it from Eli Rifkin because we trusted him that he had a shtar. So why does he get the land? Because he has a shtar. The Migo is just supporting role, supporting actor. Gets the Academy Award, supporting actor. You cry, you know, sometimes all you got to do is supporting actor is like scream, ah! Okay, you can ask her, well, you scream nicely. Supporting actor, me supporting actor here. It's not the Migo tussling with the Cheskes Mammon. This is Migo helping us believe you, there's a shtar. We'll talk about shtar a little bit later, but... So... Rabba says, I can use Migo Lahotzi if it's not doing the deed. If the deed is being done by the shtar, and the Migo is just convincing us that there's a shtar, it's just a reinforcement, it's just a platform. So Migo Lahotzi, I'm saying it differently, Larmina, when the Migo is trying to beat Chazaka, when the Migo is proving a separate part of the conversation, and then something else will beat Chazaka, that's great. Migo can't beat Chazaka. I'm giving it away, guys. Migo can't beat Chazaka. But here, Migo doesn't have to beat Chazaka. Migo's the bat boy. It's the slugger, whoever the slugger is. Oh, I know. Altuve, right? He gets up, he hits the home run. So he's, thank you. He's getting, I'm just giving him the bat. I'm just putting a bat in his hand. And what does Rabbi Yosef say?
It's no
irrelevant.
Migo. Low, let's see. Low. What don't you understand about what I just said? What could be confusing about that? You're trying to take money away from Ariel, and you're trying to use Amigo in that context. Are you being offensive? Yes. Are you trying, not offensive in the offensive way, but offensive in the legal way. Trying to take money away? Yes. Are you trying to use Amigo to take money away? Yes. Can you use Amigo to take money away? No. Amigo can't be used in a theater of Hotzah. You can't use... Migo is a brace for defendants to make it harder to beat them. That's all. Trying to use a brace to hurt someone? You know, it's a brace to slap someone over there. It's a brace. It protects you. It's not... In the end, you're trying to be Motzi Mammon. You can't be Motzi Mammon with the Migo. Rabba says, I have to now get... Listen carefully. I got to get down and dirty and inspect. Look at my hands. Is Migo trying to beat the Chazaka? No. Migo, look at my hand. Beating the Chazaka. Chazaka beats Migo. Beats Migo. But what about when the Migo is not trying to beat Chazaka, but all of a sudden the Migo is taking some blood such a force. Believe me, the Migo says, when I've got a star, that star beats, then the star beats Chazaka. That's a whole different ballgame. The Migo Chazaka. But if the Migo all of a sudden brings a star, and the star, oh, now that's different. That's a different story. Because the Migo proved to us there's a star. It's really important. According to Rabbi, I got to get down and ask. I got to start calculating. Because part of it is all calculus. Different moving parts. What causes the Hotzah? What's being Motzi the Mamon? Not really the Migo. The Migo is, okay, because you're Migo, we know there's a good star at home. But in the end, what's written on that verdict? He won because of a star. And star is Motzi Mamon. And the Nazi says, what are you talking about? That's why it's a spoiler alert. It's the same conversation, but along different fronts, different issues, but the same issue. Rabbah was trying to cobble together a successful Migo Lahotzi. There's something about the sugya that makes it a successful Migo Lahotzi, Rabbah says. Not because it's karka chas v'shalom, because that's just really wrong, in real sense, but because there's some factor here. What's the factor? Super strong Migo. What's the factor? Migo talking about Ishtar. In either case, Rabbah had this view of Migo Lahotzi Lamrinan, and that's more fungible and flexible. And if Yossi says, I'm asking one question. Who are you? You used to be Motzi, right? As far as I know, Ariel's a muchzik of his money. Ariel's a marakama. You're trying to be Motzi? Goodbye, Migo. Period. What's confusing about that? This is such a geshmak. This is such an important story because it really cuts at the heart of Migo Lahotzi. Different issues. Now, you could be mechalik between the two cases. That's why they're mechalik. You'd say, maybe I take a strong Migo, but this case is different. I'm just presenting them as one block. But there's certainly wiggle room to be mechalik. So one second, Jacob. So the second option, option number two, which I'll test right here. Okay, option number two is, second afkamina is Migo plus Shtar, where the Migo is mamin about the Shtar. By the way, just because I want you to see the whole sugya, really nafkamina number three, which is, sounds a little bit like this case, but isn't. If you don't follow us, it's fine. It's going in your mind. Remember, we talked about Seirufim. If it's Migo plus X, would it be Cheskas Mamon? So if Migo is too weak, if you give it something strong along with it, but if Migo is zero, then it's zero plus X would not be Cheskas Mamon. This is not really Migo working alongside of another factor because they're playing different roles. This is Migo amplifying that factor. Normally, Migo plus is the Migo means believe you, the Bar Vishema means believe you, can you overcome a Cheskas Mamon? The Migo says believe you, the Rav says believe you, can you overcome a Cheskas Mamon? The Chazaka says believe me, the Migo says believe me, can you overcome a Cheskas Mamon? Here, it's not really that. That's why I gave you that visual before. The Migo is not, that, normally what a Migo is as follows, okay? Tzeirufim is like, we got a big force, and we got small forces, and the Migo isn't strong enough to overcome, look at me, the wall. But if we put a Migo and a Cheskas Mamon, then we overcome the wall. That's normally Tzeirufim. We have a certain power that can't be overcome. You loop two powers together, you overcome them. Oh, whatever these are, we've got to take them back, okay? Build my hole. That's normally the solution. Here, it's different. The shtar is at home, but I need to know where the shtar is. So the Migo is trusting me there's a shtar. They're not working in unison. The Migo is activating the shtar as a legal force because you don't see the shtar. And then the shtar does the details. So it's a different thing. It's not the same. I've seen people that confuse it. I've seen people that say that. It's not. You see the difference? Say, Rufim is, believe me for this. Believe me for this. Why should I believe for that? Cheskas Mamon. Why should I believe for this? Cheskas Mamon. Believe me like this, and then I overcome. As opposed to saying, here's the Migo. This is stronger. Even if I don't accept, by the way, DRS guys, this is the more I mean about myself. So even if I don't accept Tzeirufim, let's say for whatever reason I'm an anti-Tzeirufim man, this is different. This is more powerful. Because I'm not looping another force alongside of Migo. I'm using Migo just as a tool to draft the gorilla into the room. Come on in, Star. And then the Star carries the day. And then Amiga says, hey, I'm going to sleep. I'll let the gorilla take care of you guys. And I'll come back and clean up the blood. So the Amiga is bringing the gorilla into the room. It's not like it's playing a force. It's the roof. The Amiga and the Bar Vishema, they're working together. Here, the Amiga says, trust me, there's a Star. Once I get the Star, sayonara, it's all over.
star takes over. It's a very, very, it's different than Tzibufin. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ego's kind of leading. That's got mamon.
Yeah. I mean, it's not collecting the chesed. It's bringing the star, and the star is overcome the chesed mamon. It's not really evasive. It's enabling. It's activating some other force. It's not really evading so much in the same mitzvah and dibur. But the commonality is you don't have this clash between Migo and the opposing force. So it's common that way, Nachum, that just like by Metatzin and Dibur, we engineer the claim to avoid a clash. Here, we use the Migo to activate something else to avoid the Migo versus Cheskes Baruch clash. It's similar to that. We're not overcoming. We're finding a different way to solve it. It's a very powerful idea. It's extremely powerful. Yes, Jacob.
I think one of the opinions that Toso spoke about that, I mean, it might be applying from somewhere else, that everyone agrees that Migo can be used to mean Mekayim or also.
Tosos there? Okay, but he's now explaining Rabba, Rav Yosef. Okay, so he's now operating within Rav Yosef. He's trying to explain.
So he's saying even Rav Yosef would agree that Migo could be used to be Mekayim Rayaso.
Correct. But Rav Yosef still has to be Mechalik between Mekayim Rayaso by Kamei Didi Dar as opposed to activating Shtar.
And Shtar
is right, because Rabbi Yosef, he's asking Akasha, how would Rabbi Yosef explain the Migo, but if there is a Migo, it's not so clear there is a Migo. Believe me, that he lived there one day, and let's activate Taninan, that could have said, Zavintaminach, or Kamedi Zavintaminach, so believe me, one day. So there still is a Migo in an activist way, Lamaskana. The easiest solution to Tosos is that Gemara is post-Ravidi. When Ravidi will say later, Yaakov, that maybe Karka is different, and even Karka is different, and that's why Migo always helps me Motzi Karka. But Tosus is trying to explain that case, almost like a Marsha Tosus. Even if we don't hold like Ravidi, how would Rabbi Yosef, who blocks Migo against Chizkas Mammon, how would Rabbi Yosef explain that case? We have to differentiate between trying to use a Migo to act. See, in that case, Jacob, the Migo, even though it's offensive, it's playing a very, 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 very minor role. It's basically just trying to get to Darba Chad Yoma so Beisin can step in and make a claim that he bought it from the Ma'arer and therefore he sold it to you. So it still is Migo in an activist stance, but it's much, much, much more limited. But it's a good point. It's a very, very good point. But you see what he's talking within? Okay, but it's not clear that you need a Migo on that circuit, or that circuit could be post-Ravidi. Okay? Third option. Who gives the third option? You saw it on your Makara. It's the third option. Why this is not the classic case of Migo Lohotzi. Who am I talking about? Rabbi Yonah. Very good, Alex. What is Rabbi Yonah responding to? What's problematic? These are great, great alumnus, but what's lacking here? What? Martin didn't say. Very good. I'm getting prepared next week. I'm going to give a share in TABC. I'm going to give a share at MTA. Give a share in Ramo. Those are the three places. Maybe in Frisch, we'll see. So I'm just trying to fit it in. It's just, this is, you know, I like pushing guys. Alumnus give me questions. There's always one guy. I already know. Who's going to get me in each school? Who's going to tackle me? Okay? So here we have the tackle. When Rabbi Yosef, you're trying to put words into Rabbi Yosef's mouth. Well, Ari Braun, that's what we always do in Lundus. We're ventriloquists. We try to make Amorim say logic because they snap their fingers. But sometimes Amorim don't snap their fingers. They actually use their tongues. Most of the time, they just say, Lesig. You remember Joe Lesig? Ula says, Toin b'chaz v'toin. Nadar says, Eino toin b'chaz v'toin. Moshe, why? What? Who? Where? What? We don't know. Adas Baldin Ariel, Sheker, end of the Taina. We have to find reasons for them. But here, they knew how to talk. They found their tongues. The Biyosa is pretty clear why he doesn't like this Migo. And it doesn't seem to be because of Migo Lahotzi Lahomrina. This whole Rivam's premise that the Machlokas somehow revolved around Migo Lahotzi, it's beautiful on this. Doesn't sound like that's what's happening in the Sugya. This, Alex, is why all the Rishonim argued on the Rivam. And we'll see today and tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, that they felt the Sugya has nothing to do with Migo Lahotzi. And why Jacob, in the grand calculus, many Rishonim said Migo Lahotzi Amrina, because you just don't have sugars to say you can't. Your best bet to arrive at a maskana, a megalum this time, of Migo Lahotzi Amrina is to say that Bava Metzia is a problem Migo Lahotzi and Bava Basa is a problem Migo Lahotzi. Problem is, neither sounds that way. Bava Basa sounds like it's not a problem Migo Lahotzi. And Bava Metzia, there are five answers why there's no Migo. So yeah, those people who want to disqualify Migo Lahotzi, it's hard to find your grounding. It's hard to find, oh, because of this Gemara. And then when you think about Shavuos, where you do say Migo Lahotzi in two of the other Gemaras, it washes back. So everyone likes to say Migo Lahotzi L'Amrinan. When you read in the tea leaves, it's not there. You can generate the Svara, but... So who comes to the rescue for the Rivam and takes the language and says, this is what the Machlokas is about, and it's still about whether Migo Lahotzi, the Rosh, and the Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's up in Rabbeinu Yonah, Geshmak Rabbeinu Yonah. All of a sudden now, okay, I love these two Svaras. I think they're right. I think in some, these are two different poles, logically. But the words that Rabbi Yosef used doesn't sound like Rabbi Yosef is saying, Migo Lahotzi lo amrinan, don't ever use a Migo Lahotzi, even if it's a strong Migo, or even if the Migos was activating the Shtar. It sounds like the whole debate was about a different aspect of whether it's Migo Lahotzi, which still, guys, is going to come back to our table, but the terms of the debate were different. Okay? Let's say that Akiva is a bleeding heart liberal, and Adiv is a staunch conservative. So they could argue about abortion. They could argue about Trump. They could argue about social welfare. It all comes back to the same logic. You're a conservative. You're a liberal. So because this is what we're talking about. So it's all going to come back to this question. Whether Migo Lahotzi is a nothing or Migo Lahotzi is too weak. But what were they wrestling over? Strong Migos, Migo by Shasek, Atosis and Bav Metzia. Migo plus the Shtar, I found what Rishonim said, but Rabbi Tarek, whatever. Third Shita, Rabbeinu Yonah. They're talking about a particular aspect of Migo mixing it up with Chazaka, but it somehow still comes back to this. Okay, you see where we're heading? Let's open Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah. Daf Lamed Beis, Himed Beis. Doesn't like the language. Okay. Let's start with Vishar Raboseinu. Let's just summarize here. Rabbeinu Yonah, just to get a flow. Vishar Raboseinu Mefarshim. The Talmud Rabbi Yosef, about 5-6 lines down. Talmud Rabbi Yosef, Mishim Delam, read a Migalef of Gramona. Ainam Yefuki Ara. Okay? Fine. Vikashan li lahai perusha. Nacham, Lishna de Talmuda. The language doesn't make sense. Remember, Lamdas is always a quotient of logic and language. And you just have to pay the price. I've never told you so many times. Tosfos stresses logic. That's why he's so willing to play Okimtas. He's willing to say that the Gemara didn't mean, look at my hands, this, and Okimta's a shrinker. It just meant this little itsy-bitsy teeny-litty. And then when you're an outsider to Shas, you say, Tosos is trampling the text. We don't do that when we read an article. Oh, the Mets won. What I mean to say is they won the moral battle, or they won the pizza contest, Mets pizza bakers. I meant to say, we just don't read like that because we are reading isolated bits of information. I mean, unless you're me, I had this task of trying to make all my brothers into Mets fans in the 70s. Because what's the responsibility of an older brother? To make sure that all your younger brothers follow your teams, right? That's, if you're not, you're like Esau, you're giving up the Bechor. So I had to try the ungodly task of trying to convince my brothers that the Mets were the best team and the Jets. It was hard. It wasn't easy. So at some point, I told my brothers that the newspapers decided, this is a good one, to print the standings upside down so that only real people would know who's in first place. So to understand who's in first place, you have to turn the newspaper upside down. It was a secret code because I wouldn't be able to know. So I worked with my middle brother, my younger brother, who's a Yankee fan, right? It was too hard. I mean, the Mets are like 37 games out of first place. You know, they're playing the San Diego Padres, 10:30 start. I'm sitting there on my Charlie Brown transistor radio. Yeah, hit that home run. Let's get 36 games back. And at some point, it just was untenable. It just was unworkable. So I did it. I was pretty good. When I get up to Shemayim, I have a clean conscience. Hashem gave me a real nisayon. I'm trying to convince them the 70s Mets were good. You think the current Mets are bad? I did it. So, you know, we don't read that way. We don't read the newspapers backwards. But Tosfos reads Shas like a circle. He tilts it and twists it, and when the Gemara says so-and-so, it only means this because of the overall logic, because of logic. So it's always logic in text. So Rabbi Yosef didn't say it. And the Rebbe Yonah is going to give us a wonderful, wonderful pshat about what Rabbi Yosef meant. And the Rebbe is going to say, no, Rabbi Yosef, that's what he meant. Because my logic is more compelling. And Rabbi Yosef said, on my sabbath, he was just giving us like a blow-off. Like if Nachum comes and says he wants an extra lunch, oh, Nachum, the Russians are terrible people and your parents are... I'm just saying there's no extra schnitz. I'm just going, you know, off script. But maybe that's going off script. Yes, I meant to say, it was just a lot of hot air just to say, so, and that's what Rivam says. So don't get all creeped out when, oh, it doesn't fit the text. It's because the logic means you're seeing the text in a certain light. It's called contextual reading. Okay? Let's see Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like it. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? So let's see. The kasha lahi perusha lishin etamur. The kamaria my samchas haishtar haishtar is chasbeyama. The chivan sheish migu ma'ali according to the Rivam. El zalor mina migu lafigimona loch aver lelemeva hai lishin eklash. Shouldn't have said that lasha. The mashma shubala ori hai migu. Sounds like you're attacking the migu. Elahachi haver lelemeva. This is how. Right, that's why I do this so often. If I'm writing the Gemara, I already write this. So betting hachi haver lelemeva. If the Rivam is right, this is what the Gemara should say. Remember, Yosef migu lafigimona lesle. Just rewrite the Gemara, and that's not what the Gemara says, so you got to find something else. Okay, all right, let's see what the Rabbeinu Yonah does say. Jump up a couple lines. Yesh lefarish. So Rabbeinu Yonah is going to try to save the day. So Rabbeinu Yonah is saving the day for the Rivam. The Yesh lefarish. The Rabba Svirulai. The problem, the axis is still Benji, Miguel Hotzi or not. Tomorrow the axis is going to move. We're going to move the goalposts tomorrow. The problem was X, Y, Z, A, D, B. All sorts of issues. But now, the axis is still Migal Hotzi Amrinon or Lo Amrinon. So how did Rava say it? You can say Migal Hotzi Lo Amrinon. Doesn't want to say like the Ramban that Rava held Migal Hotzi. Doesn't want to say like the Rivam that's the Migal Hotzi Shasa. Doesn't want to say something more fine, more subtle, that plays into Rabbi Yosef's statement. Okay, you see it's more subtle, more schwer, more difficult to pay the price somewhere, language, text, logically. The Yesh Lefarish, the Rabba Svirlei. The Afal Gab, the Vadai, Lo, Amrinon, Migal, Afukim, Mimona. Ah, that one holds Migal, Hotzi, Mimona. That cuts ridiculous. Okay. My favorite girlfriend name, Shani. Hi, Migo. Lumnus has a great word. Shani, it's different. Shani. Second favorite. My favorite is the Rambam. Mitzvah, Lisa, Isha, Baksuva, Vikidushi. Shani Hacha. It's different. Whenever you have to, Shani is one of the most important words of Lambdas. Hani Mili, Shani, Bedafko. These are like the 10 most important words in Lambdas. Shani, it's different. Here's the difference. Here's the chiluk. Shani Hacha. Hi, Migo. The Kivan Shekvar Kadam Betan Minach Zavinte. Since I already said I bought it from Ariel, the Haishtara, and I won. Because I won. If I would have been quiet, I won. Here's the shtar. Ariel said Mezuyev. Get no proof. So I won. Harei Hochzik Bekarka. Now who's the Mochzik? Ariel or me? Me. I'm the Mochzik. Having been established as, again, not Adiv because of Gimel Shana. There's no Gimel Shana in this. I can become the Mochzik because I won the case. Is that the shtar? Now I'm the Mochzik. Part two of the case is, okay, now there's a question because I admitted the shtar isn't good, but I claim there's a shtar at home. I'm trying to use a migo. It's a migo serving the purpose of a mochzik. Normally, as listen carefully, normally migos are employed or deployed at the beginning of a case. Here, migo is being deployed at a second phase of the case after you already won in the first phase and you just opened up that second Pandora's box. Here's my shtar, Ariel. And now I'm the machzak. Then Ariel says Mezuyev, and everyone in Basin is cracking up when Ariel says Mezuyev. Well, that joke is not going to work. And I said, oh, by the way, it is, but I'm shtar. So I open up that second phase, but I've got a miga, believe me, because I chose to open it up. But I've already been established that phase one is a machzak, because I had a shtar that granted me potential victory. So now my miga at phase two is helping me as a mochzak. I've already become the mochzak. So the migo is helping me because technically, listen carefully, the migo isn't really opposing the mochzak because I'm already the mochzak. It's the migo for the mochzak. The migo is bracing the current mochzak. That's what Rabba says. Let's read it again. The Rabba Sviril Africa Devala Mid Mid Fukimon, a shiny high migo. The Chimin Shekvar Kodam Vitami Nachsavinte, Kvar Zacha Betanaso, three most important words, Hare Huchzak Bikarka. Hare Huchzak Bikarka. We'll talk about this Chiddush in a moment and its ramifications for Cheskas Gimel Shanim, but Huchzak Bikarka. Vichi Hadar Odi, and then when you admit it and you open up phase two, Shtar Zayafa, it's an incorrect Shtar, Vishtar Ma'al Yavalavirkis, Love Migo Lafuki Mimono Ella Ukme. You're not trying to be motzi, you're trying to brace your position. And Yaakov, lest you think this is some karka syncratic. No, v'chein bedina d'zuzi. If I'm tussling with Ariel Khan about money, kivan shetan havli me'azuzi. When I tell Ariel, give me money, v'hai shtara. Kihadar, skipping a couple words. Kihadar ode d'shtara z'yafahu. When I then say, oh, by the way, v'shtara ma'aliya, li'achar, key word, shezacha bedin b'tayna shetan kvar, ki Ukmi Mimona Dummy, the Omrimbo Migo. And then for some reason he adds another, see if he can pick out what he's gaining by this V'O Devada Mitchila Kishatan Havli Meazuzi Vihaishtara Hare Huchzak Bidin Osamamon the Choman Dinokit Shtara Kihuchzak Dummy. What's the difference in the beginning and the second? This is a really, really deep Lamdusha difference. In the first shot, what makes me the Muchzak in phase one? In the second shot, what makes me the muchzak in phase one, so that I can use migo in phase two as a muchzak?
You were about to win, or
the very good Yaakov. In the first shot, it's the victory that makes me the muchzak in phase one and allows me to use a migo to brace my muchzakas in phase two. In the second shot, what makes me the muchzak? Can you pick it out? The shtar. Okay, very good. Very famous question in Achron. What role the shtar? My muchzak. Heilach, remember Heilach last year, Rav Chaim, the Muchzak in the Karka, hard Rav Chaim, right? Really, really killer Rav Chaim. Famous Rav Chaim, but Heilach. Why you put in a Shua? Because really, Karka is Heilach, a little bit. That's right, Dapka by Himilva Bishtar, not Himilva Balpeh. A little, it's not a high school Rav Chaim, it's a hard Rav Chaim. Okay? Okay, if that's just, for the purposes of our Shir, we're not going to distinguish that. So Rabba has a pretty good svar. You become the muchzak in phase one, and the employment of the migo in phase two is employing it as a muchzak, not as a motzi. So now that we've given a good svar for Rabba, what's the next ping pong? And what's the answer? Close your remaining owners. What should the answer be? Three words. I don't care. Because the problem with Migo Lahotzi is not it's opposing the Chazaka, it's too weak, now you're the Muchzak. The problem is you can't use a Migo to take money away. And when this case began, who was the taker and who was the defender? I'm the taker. There's one case. And if me, you can say yes, Bob, Zorb. Migo Lahotzi L'Aminan, how do you gauge it, Alex? Do you gauge it by the stage of the case that you're employing the Migo and what it's opposing at that point? Or do you look broadly at the entire case? I'm assuming you respond when you first hear it. So now it's a little more subtle. How do I gauge whether it's a Migo Lahotzi? You hear now how we're building, this is such deep lumbus. Now we're building the next level. Until now, the Nafmina was Tzirifin. Two buildings, higher building. Strong Migo, weak Migo. Migo and a friend. Now we're starting to ask much more subtle questions. How do you define something as Migo Lahotzi? Look at me. Do you look like this through a periscope? Okay, I'm looking through a periscope. What is the Migo posing? Where are we in the case? We're broad in my view. I just say, in this case, you want to use a Migo. Moshe Tarragon wants to use a Migo against Ariel Khan, and the Migo is trying to take... You're right, we're at phase two, and at phase two, I'm the Muchzak. But the case is me against, I'm prosecuting Ariel, the defendant. Can I ever, at any point when I'm a prosecutor, use a Migo? If Migo is meaningless, then I would say at no point can a prosecutor, can a plaintiff ever use a Migo. I'm the plaintiff in the case. Now, just so happened, okay? Ariel, come here. Just so happened that the way I won this case, normally, the way I won the case is I just push over Ariel. But here I pulled a fast one in this case. You watching? Want to see the fast one? Ready? I switched the script and now I'm the defendant. But I'm still the switcher. I'm still moving things around. You see that? I'm the one who's moving and trying. Can I use Amigo to do that? It's in his pocket. So at a certain point, we flipped around. Well, at a certain point, I'm on the right side. Here's the left. But I'm still using Amigo to take away money. So Rabbi Yosef is saying, you should say, I don't care. And that machlokas should be our good old machlokas, Benji, where Rab is saying, well, you flip the switch, using Migo at T1, not at T0. T1, you're ready to muchzak, so the Migo isn't fighting the muchzak, the Migo's a... And Rabbi Yosef is saying, you look like an idiot with all your hands in. Migo lahotzi, lo amrina. Like, just, what's hard about that? That's what I would want them to say. I don't think Ben Yonah says that in Rabbi Yosef, but Alex, you disagree. Yes?
Even if you say you look at it as a bigger case, but you're still the Mosuk, and in the bigger case, Migo is still coming to... It's not
okay,
the
okay, okay. So you don't feel that that's Svara washes. You're saying that if we indeed believe, you feel like Rabbi Yonah, that if we indeed treat you as the Mosuk now, the new Mosuk, Mr. New Mosuk, the new guy, then your Migo should work. What does the Rabbeinu Yonah say? Why does Rabbi Yosef argue? Not because of what I said, that after all, Migo Lahotzi can't be used. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Anyone see? That even though you became the Muchzak at T1, no? Since the whole Muchzakas was based on Shtar Mezuyav, then Muchzakas fails. So, and that's Rabbi Yosef's claim. That's more inherent to his words. Amai kosamcha zahai shtara? You wanted to become the muchzak to use a migo based on your muchzak status through the shtar? Muchzakus, based on a false claim, is not muchzakus. Which means, if anyone's following, the machlokus is not really about migo lahotzi, but really about, what's the core question? What's the lundus here, according to Ben Yonah Akiva? Not how we... One word. Definition of muchzakus. If I achieve muchzakus in a court case, but that basis of the muchzakus falls apart, and then the court case continues, does my muchzakus remain? Wow, put on your snorkels, put on your scuba. Get into that subterranean explorer. We're going really deep. We're not just going on the bedrock of the ocean, we're going to those deep caverns in the ocean now. I become the muchzak because based in a war and because of a shtar. Look at my hands. Here's the muchzakas. But now the platform of that muchzakas has been pulled away because the shtar has been confessed to be a shtar in Missouri. But does that muchzakas remain intact for me? I'm the muchzak, I'm using amigo. What does this sound like? We talked about it a little bit. What is muchzakas? What does it mean to be a muchzak? Rafi, that's my shirt. You say no, you win. Why? Is muchzakas a, or is muchzakas a default reality? Is it Rafi's shirt because we have to assume it's his shirt because Rafi's not a thief, and if no other evidence comes in, we'll assume it's your shirt? Or we don't know that it's Rafi's shirt or not, but you keep the shirt until we have muster some evidence. Is it a bearer or a koch? That's really what's being discussed here from the Ben Yonah. Jacob, you became the muchzak because you produced the shtar. That's 2 minutes later. We know that there's no empirical reason you should be the muchzak because the shtar has been tossed. But you were assigned the muchzak status. Maybe you enjoy that status until we can resolve this case. This is really deep, guys. This is really, really deep, deep, deep dives. This is not kiddie pool material. This is deep, deep, deep dives into muchzakas. Rava says, you became the muchzak, and therefore your migo could be a migo lahachzak. And Rav Yossi says, amai kasamchas ahai shtara? You became the muchzakas of Shtar Mizriyev. And now the Shtar has been tossed, and now your platform for the muchzakas is off. So your muchzakas falls apart. And the rabbi says, no, 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 I'm just a muchzak until Payson settles this. This is really, really good. One day, I don't know, Rabbi Nachum Krasnopolsky, the Rav HaRashi of Bergenfield, Masifta, you'll be giving Shir and Baba Kama Memvav, or Simchas, Baba Mitzvah Beis. You'll be deep exploring Motzi Mechaveh Olav Haraya. And you'll be trying so hard to convince your Talmidim that there are two ways to feel Motzi. And you'll have Talmidim like I have that don't accept anything you say. And then be just waiting to go to the next Rebbe. I don't know, maybe it's a guy in jail or something. You know what I mean? And you'll say, wait a second, I can prove it to you. Guys, open up your Baba Basra. I say, well, what's he doing? Well, any Baba Mitzvah, well, any Baba Kama, where's Rabbi Krasnopolsky taking us? I want to show you an interesting Gemara. It'll take an hour in the middle of your 4-hour Shir Kloli, and you'll read the Gemara Baba Basra with your Talmidim. Say, what's this machlokis? Of course, you'll have Groysi Talmidim Chachamim and say, well, okay, it could be like the Rivam Baba Mitzvah, could be like, but it's not the Lashon, let's follow the Beinu Yonah. And then you'll see all your Talmidim looking at you like you're looking at me right now. Nah, it's majestic. That's incredible. Like I'm sitting at Har Sinai. Two different ways to view Cheskes Mamon. Like, what happens if the Chazaka is adjusted in midstream legally, but the legal basis that made that adjustment falls up? This is it. This is it. Put this in your pocket. If you were in medical school, you wanted to be a heart surgeon, you'd be listening there and say, I write this down. I put it on my Google Keep, put it on my cloud. I'm going to need this one day. Before I'm in heart surgery, a valve's going to burst open, blood all over the place. I got to shut that valve down. So it'll be in Shemayim, and they're going to say, what do you think Cheskes Mamon is? And you're going to look at them and say, what do you mean? What do you mean, what's Cheskes Mamon? No, tell me, is it a Rai or a Oh, wait a second! Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, right? Rabbeinu Yonah adjusted Chazakos in midstream, but the platform was rejected. And they're going to smile at you and say, well, Baruch Haba, come on in. Come sit down, Sifta Durakia. Come sit down right there. And Rabbi Yonah's going to come over and give me a... I'll take a selfie. You got me. Rabbi Yonah's going to hold up his phone. You're going to Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah's going to put it on his Instagram account. Me and Akiva Stern. He got me. This is it. This is the Rabbi Yonah. This is not good with Migo, but this is what Rabbi Yonah is saying. Rabbi Yonah says... What does he say? Okay, Rabbi Yosef Savar. Now let's hear Rabbi Yosef talking. Equal opportunity. We're not bigots here. We don't like Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef Savar. Am I samchas l'shavye muchzak b'hayim mamon? How did he become a muchzak? A high shtara after 153 footnote. High shtara chaspa b'almahu dechivan deode deshtara zayafu kivar batla zechusa vecheskasa b'mamon zeh. The igloy milso sheino muchzak b'mamon zeh. The chazaka raf be very good, but taina shekeru. You look at the taina of the chazaka, not just the reality of the chazaka. Whoa! I can't believe we're learning this. Kiva neshtar is a yafu. Mamish nechmanda mizav mipas. Listen to this. You're touching the nerve center of the entire shas right now. You're like, he's got this amazing, amazing Death Star. There's no way you can defeat the Death Star in Star Wars. You got to go to the nerve center and blow something up. You're at the nerve center of Shas right now. We've dug. We're now sitting at the core. We're facing the sci-fi movie, the consciousness of the being. Like, right now, we're sitting nerve center. We could blow up Shas right now. Let's stop learning Baba Basra. Let's learn Hamotzi Mechaveh Olav Haraya. Let's go deeper than Migala Hotzi. Let's go deeper. Because in order to establish what's Migal Hotzi, you have to say, who's the Motzi, who's the Muchza? That's not so clear here, because you were in Muchzak, but then it fell apart. Whoa, this is incredible, Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't want him to say this. I'd rather say, my Rabbi Tarigan's stupid lumdo, so Migal Hotzi, zero, much, here are certain points, Alex, you disagree, but that's how I would like to say it, but he doesn't say that. Someone who is a literalist in the sugya, you have to be a literalist about him. That was his whole impetus for Rabbeinu Yonah in the sugya, is to read the words. I got to read the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. I can't make him say. If you don't want to make the Gemara say things, the Gemara doesn't say. I can't make him say things, he doesn't say. But I would love to take Rabbeinu Yonah and say, oh, that's Svara that Rabba said, because now you're the Mochsak. I go broad. Look at the overall picture. Overall picture in the Motzi. A lot of this in Shas house, not necessarily here, where you look at the overall picture, not just a specific stage. So these are the three ways to learn Rabban or Biyosef if you hold the axis line is Migalotzi. Number one, Migdi Baishasek. Strong Miga, but it's still a Miga. Rabba, strong Miga, Bitzel says Mammon, Bitzchas is Mammon. Viazu says, Migo, Lahotzi, low. I'm reading. Strong, weak, super strong, make a difference. Second shot. Migo has a friend here. Name is Shtar. Migo's not opposing Cheskes Mammon. It's just drawing his friend into the ring. Slapping his friend. Tag team. Come on in, Shtar. Migo, Lahotzi, low. I'm reading. Third shot. Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not really Migo Lahotzi, Rabbi says, because you're the Muchsak. What does Rabbi Yosef say? I would love Rabbi Yosef to say, Migo, Lahotzi, low. I'm reading. That's not what he says in the Yonah, the language. What he also says is, you're still the Muxak. You thought you were the Muxak. You had a good run as the Muxak. You had a good couple games as the Muxak. But now you're back to being the Muxak. Because your star has been deposed. And deposed star ruined the Cheskes. Yes, Alex.
So they can both agree, basically, to that Migo...
Hurry back. Migo, we have to get to our person whose name won't be mentioned. Yes?
That Migo Lahotzi is... when you're trying to be Motzi Mammon, it's irrelevant, but here they're just disagreeing about whether you're being Motzi.
They couldn't. They're very good. In theory, they could all both say that. Or they could both say the other shot, but we don't really know. This is an Amiga Lohotzi Sugi. Yes, it's really.
Why do you say it's so much better if you would just say flat out?
No, it's so much better for the integrity of my Amigo share. It's not better for the text, obviously. But I want you to see that Machlokos can also be turned into this. That question. That's really look at the stage or the overall picture can be turned into this. Because there's a lot of that. You look at the picture. I will give you money. I don't give you money. There's a lot of that. So I want you to get used. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes anyway. Okay? This is 90% of the shiur. We still have someone to talk about. And in fact, okay, it's this person. He doesn't say it. But this is why the Rivam said what he said. Why did the Rivam, look at me carefully. Why did the Rivam think the axis is Miga Lahotzi? The Gemara doesn't talk about Migal Hotzi. The language doesn't talk about Migal Hotzi. But what part of the Gemara makes it sound like Adiv and Yaakov? The issue is the Cheskes Mammon and the strength of the Cheskes Mammon. Who am I talking about now? Rav Edi. Because Rav Edi distinguishes between money and karka. And he uses language that sounds like something about the Cheskes Mammon by money is different than the Cheskes Marakama by karka in beating Migos. So if Rav Edi, I'm not agreeing, I'm saying Rivam now. If Rav Edi, okay, is using and distinguishing and distinctifying between Ches, and maybe that's what Rabban and Yosef were talking about. My answer to Rivam is no. Maybe Rabban and Yosef are talking about what we'll talk about tomorrow, all those other access points, Ramban, Rashbam, whatever. And Rav Edi had a whole different conception of the sugya. Was Rav Edi continuing the logic of the sugya? Okay, so Akiva and Rafi, liberal, conservative, having a big, big debate about abortion, whatever, hot air. They come in and say, you know what? On the West Coast, we'll allow abortion. On the East Coast, we'll allow, but the West Coast won't allow abortion. Was it because I'm a liberal or a conservative? No, because the East Coast is too populated, so we'll allow for abortion. A different reason. It doesn't be the same reason. I just said, whenever there's a hachra, in Rishonim also, really, really key methodology points, guys, key methodology. You have machlokas Rishonim, then we say, well, I'm machriya like the Ramban here. Is it because they like the Rambam's logic in this case, and they like the, whatever, the Ravid's logic in the other case? Or they say, I'm not interested in your logic, I've got other factors. I've got other factors that press on the case. I'm interested in your factors. That's the Ravidi question. Ravidi says, I like Rabba for Karka. I don't like Rabba for Kesef. And the Rivam sat there scratching his head. Oh, that could mean that the Machlokas Rabban Yosef was about Cheskes Mammon and Miga. Or it could be the Machlokas Rabban Yosef about a million other things. And Avedi just said, by the way, for me, the most important factor is Miga against Cheskes. All your factors are non-relevant. Whatever we're going to say tomorrow, Avedi didn't care about. Rabban Yosef cared about it. Avedi didn't care about it. He said, what I really care about is whether Miga is opposing a really strong Cheskes Mammon or not. Okay? That's really, really key, because you'll have this all the time. Second layer, Amoraim commenting in Amoraim. Or Gemara commenting, we're holding a Bekiva here, we're tarifing here. For the same logic, or for a different logic, they bring in new factors. What is the difference? Let's read together again, just
Not a lot here, but still, Migo-based conversation. Let's have 10 minutes more of Migo-based conversation about Motzi Mamon. Let's read Ravidi. Hilchasa Ravidi says, okay, I'm Ravidi Baravin, Hilchasa Kavasei Dirabba Biara, Behilchasa Kavasei Dibiose Bizuze. Hilchasa Kirabba Biara, Dehecha Dekaima Ara, Tekum. Hilchasa Kavasei Dibiose Bizuze, Dehecha Dekaima Zuze, look me. Can anyone who's dumb? Raise your hand. There's a dumb, non-Lundish, I like being dumb, non-Lundish interpretation. Why do I win Ariel's karka and I don't win Ariel's money? How like Rabba in the karka case, I win. How like Rabbi Yosef in the karka case, how like Rabbi Yosef in the money case? Why?
In the karka case, the machzik is on the land.
Right. Very dumb. Very dumb guy. I'm on the land, I win. Money's in your pocket, you win. Money, you win. Land, I win. Namely, in order to determine whether Migo works or not, what do I look at, Alex? I'm not a machzik on the land.
Presence.
Yeah. I just look at whether I'm being aggressive or passive. Land, I'm being passive. Money, I'm being aggressive. Namely, the gauge, according to Rav Idi Bar Avin. But when I do say Migo, and I don't say Migo, in Migo Lahotzi, look at me carefully, it's not super lumdus wide, lumdus. No. It's one simple gauge. When this case started, was I sitting on the land? Yeah, so I'm not an aggressor. Legally, I'm an aggressor. But physically, not doing much. Money-wise, I'm sticking my grubby hands into Ariel's pocket. So I'm acting aggressively. Migos don't help aggressors. Migo help preservers. Which model of Migo Lahotzi does that sound like? We're giving a new gauge now, right? Whenever you give a gauge, a yardstick, you have to ask, what are you trying to measure? You cannot use inches to measure heat. So using inches, you know, you're measuring length. You look at the yardstick and you say, well, what unit, what aspect are you trying to measure? So I'm giving you a gauge. Aggressors, don't get Migos. Preservers, get Migos. Land, I'm a preserver. Money, I'm an aggressor. What does that sound like? Which model? What are we trying to determine? Model A or B? Raise your hand, A or B. What's the problem with model A? Migo is going against a cheskes mamon. We can't just look at the externals. We have to see, is there a cheskes mamon? Is there not a cheskes mamon? What's the strength of the chazaka? Which we'll do in a moment. Model B is Migo can't be used offensively. Now you have to ask what's considered offensively, what's not. So you can say it's legally offensively. We can just say practically. We can't use Migo to make change. Migo is not a changer. Migo is not a transformer. Migo is not a rebel. Migo is a very, very conservative person. Tires at the age of 64. Cash is in his IRK, his 401k, goes on ships, on cruises, plays golf. Migo's a very, very conservative, doesn't take chances, no stock markets, no great trips to Vietnam. Migo's a very conservative person. You see Migo down the street wearing a nice fedora, still wearing his three-piece suit, you know, three-vest suit from 1976, and if a straight plays it straight, that's Migo. Using this yardstick, which sounds like we're trying to determine when you're Migo Lahotzi and making big changes and newfangled ideas. So by karka, I'm not trying to do anything new. I'm here, you're not. It's not, Alex, it's not legal, it's practical. Okay, that's an important question to Migo. What do we call a Migo Lahotzi? What do we call a Migo Lahafzik? Is it about the legalities and how much of a chazaka we're opposing and how strong the chazaka is? Or it's just, are you coming to make change? There's so many cases in Shas, which I'm not going to tell you, where the Migo is coming to make change, but in passive ways. Or the Migo is coming to preserve in active ways. Are you looking at what's happening in the nuts and bolts of the sugya? Or are you looking at what's happening, like changing the status? Okay, so this pshat, which is not the only pshat, we'll see a second pshat, but this pshat sounds like
We endorse a migo that keeps the current state, even though there's no Rafi, there's no halachic basis to the current state. I'm just on the land. Why are you on the land? I'm on the land. Ariel's not. But you're not changing anything. There's no legal status of being on the land. I mean, you'll win, but who are you on your land? You're the, we know they know the name for you. You're not the muchzak. You're not the marakama. You're the guy. In halacha, we can't even agree on a name for this guy. You're the toface. You're the stander. You're the omed ala karka. They don't even get a name. But you're not doing anything different. Whereas by Ariel, sticking your hands into his greedy pocket, greedy hands into his pocket. Yes, Alex.
But if you're going to say that by Lahotzi it's immediately a non-starter, then why should it matter? If
okay, you could say so. You could stay as long as you try to change the verdict of that land and how it's called. So since before it's called someone else, you could say that, or you can say no. That if we're looking at what starts or shuts down Amigo, it's not where they're making a legal change; they're making a physical change. That's the shift. But the only way you could say this, as you'll see in a moment, is if I take this model. You don't have to say it if you take the model, but the only way you can say it is the model. Guys, what's the other way to learn Rav Idi Bar Avin? Last point of the shiur, Rav Idi Bar Avin's distinction. The distinction between karka, Ariel's land, I win with Amigo. Ariel's money, I don't win. It's not because I'm on the land. What's the difference? Come on, say a clear sentence. Say it sharp. Come on. The difference between, say, abstract, go high now, not go low. The chilek is not between the mitzias, whether I'm taking land or preserving land or taking money. The difference is in the strength of? Very good. The strength of cheskas mamon by mamon, as opposed to, what am I trying to beat by karka? Marakam. Ariel, just stand where you are. We're just to wake people up. When I'm trying to get Ariel's money, I'm using my migo against? Call it out against. Why is he holding on to his money? You have any money on you? I'll hold something up. He's holding his key. What supports that key hold? Cheskas mamon. Hamotzi nechavelever. I'm trying to use amigo to beat a cheskas mamon. I'm trying to take Ariel's land. Just touch the table. That's your land. What am I trying to beat? A cheskas mamon. What am I trying to beat? Marakama. Is Marakama like a Cheskas Mammon by Metalpolin? Anyone want to have an interesting idea for an 11:30 Chavrusa? Open the Ktzels, not 11:30 this morning, 11:30 at night. Open the Ktzels. Actually, I had a Chavrusa during the break in the Sefer, one of my years, with someone who's a Rebbe now and has the Yeshiva. I'm not going to say his name, I don't want to embarrass him. You can go through it. Open your Sefer to the back of the Ktzels. There's a Sefer that his brother wrote. And his brother wrote a Sefer called, anyone know? Kuntras Hasvegos. It's really exciting. It's really tough. And in the Kuntras Hasvegos, one of his big questions is, what's this thing called Marakama? You're known as the holder of the land. Is it like Cheskas Mammon? You're holding on to something like Ariel's key or something else? And you better bet he comes to Rav Idi Bar Avin. Alex, look at me, because the problem of Migo, model A, is what's Migo opposing? What's stronger, weaker? So we got to know what this fist is. So if the fist is a Cheskas Mammon, it's going to cream the Migo, Rav Idi says. But if the fist is just Marakama, I don't know. What the interaction, what the wrestling match. Here it's the wrestling match. Here it's environment, theater, what's happening. Rafi, here it's who's wrestling whom. So here, in money, I'm wrestling a Cheskas Mammon, a 200-pound gorilla. When it's karga, I'm wrestling a little salamander. Squash it. Squash it, Marakama. Squash it. Marakama could be squashed by Migo. Squash America. Did I just say something that could have relevance outside of the Sugi of Migo? Did I just say something that sounds like, whoa, let me actually think. Let me actually use my mind now. Wait, Rabbi Tarragon just said that a Marakama can be easily squashed by Migo. And everything he says is Tarami Sinai. Then what else can squash a Marakama? Well, what's the classic Marakama squasher?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask that question one more time. You don't get the answer, I'm throwing you all out. You go to the other yeshiva. I got the other yeshivas on speed dials. What beats Marikama? Chassid Gimel Shana. So I'm sitting here the whole Shana, does it beat Marikama? Does it play the Ariel Khan game? Shit, oh, now I'm the Moksa. What is Chassid Gimel Shana squish Marikama? Squish Marikama. What else squishes a Marikama? We talked about it on your Chazar sheet. What else squishes the old salamander Marikama? It's not like, nah, you're Marikama, you're Marikama.
Star.
Star. What else squishes the Marikama? What type of star? Yeah, the Marikama, how did you sign on a star selling that land to someone else? Remember Mishnah Suvos? When you sign on a shtar that sells the land, is it a hobas baldin or is it even a schizo? The squishy marakama. We like squishy marakamas. Mino swishes a marakama. Cheskas kiloshan squishes a marakama. Squish, squish, squish. Is it all churn, 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 churn? Find the connections. Ravidi's giving us a whole. Maybe Alex Ravidi isn't saying that. Maybe Ravidi's just saying, you know, we just look at the externals, at the optics. With the money, I'm trying to stick my hands in Dariel's group. But maybe Ravidi is going to think we're saying, Marikama Cheskas Mamon. Marikama Cheskas Mamon. They're different. They're weaker. Marikamas can be squished. I bet you, the Kunches of Sfekos, Xos's brother, when he got to Shemayim, like the first person he checked in with is Ravidi. I spent a lot of time writing the Sefer Marikama. That's what you're talking about, right? Right, right? You're talking about Marikama versus Cheskas Mamon. That was my Sefer. I wrote a Sefer on that. I wrote the book. I wrote the book on that question. And you see, I didn't have to write the book. I just snapped my fingers and shit. Everyone knows what I was talking about. That was like a Vasa Rabba Baruch. I said, well, yeah. Marikama, Cheskas Mamon. There happen to be three ways to say that, Marikama versus Cheskas Mamon, but yeah. We're at the end of our line. Yaakov.
Yeah, yesterday you wanted to say when we were learning is that it's not just that Marikama is weaker than Cheskas Mamon, but the fact that you're on the land weakened the fact that it's Marikama. Right? Just by itself, it's not enough to take it out, but now...
Okay. That's one of the variations of this. Okay. So let's Chazar until we switch the whole sugya. The Rivam felt the pivot of the sugya was Miga Lahotzi. That's what everyone's talking about. Why do you think that? Because it sounds that's what Vidi's talking about. If Vidi's talking about it, then Rabbi Yosef is talking about it. Yes, no, maybe. That's what he felt. If they were talking about it, what were they talking about? So Rabbi Yosef clocked in, at least according to Rivam, saying, Migal Hotzi Larmina. That's what bothered, according to Rivam, so bothered Rabbi Yosef. How did Rabbi respond? So Rabbi has three potential grades. If you didn't get the whole share, listen, I'll synopsize it very quickly. I'm going to go into every little detail. Rabbi either said, it's a strong Migo. Rabbi said, I don't care. Rabbi said, Migo has a friend, this shtar. Rabbi says, I don't care. Rabbi said, oh, you switched it around. You became the mochzuk. And Rabbi Yossi says, and then you became the unmochzuk. So good luck to you. Three pshats. Ravidi comes and says, you know what? Let's think about this Migo Lohotzi a little bit more. Subtly, it's not all or nothing. When you come in to take karka, you can use a miga. When you come in to take metaltolin, you can't. Why? Optics? Because you're sticking hands or not sticking hands? Or because the opposing force, Yaakov, is just very different. You're trying to oppose a cheskas mamon, good luck with that. Trying to oppose a cheskas marakama, that's a whole different ballgame. Squash the marakama. Squash the marakama. Tomorrow, we're going to see three different. I don't know if we're going to get to the Rashbam because it's a little bit of a like the tail end of the sugya, but we will get to the two pshats in Tosfos. Tosfos gives two pshats, two different axis points. They're arguing about this. Give you a hint, Migo. Second pshat in Tosfos, arguing about this. Not so much Migo, a little bit Migo, not so much Migo. And the Ramban comes and says they're arguing about this. Three different sugyas. Totally, don't say, oh, they're not derivatives. Today was one, there are five axis points to the sugya. Rivam, Tosfos 1,
Tosfos 2, Ramban, Rashbam. Maybe there's actually two in the Ramban, there's actually six access points, but whatever. We'll just look at what the Ramban's conclusion is. We're going to look at four access points. There's six different ways to learn the sugya, but they were arguing about Gach and Balachish. So I had to tell them a secret. They wanted everyone to hear, but we didn't really find out what happened. So there's six access points. Don't carry over. Very quick today. Speed on this. We have 2.5 hours. Speed it up. We tell us, second minute tells us, Ramban, we'll talk about it tomorrow. End here, Makaris in the Base Medrash. Okay? Yes.